Massachusetts voters fight to repeal driver's licenses for illegal aliens. By John Binder on July 8, 2022. Voters in Massachusetts are fighting, starting a ballot petition initiative against a Democrat-passed law that is set to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. In May, Governor Charlie Baker, R., vetoed the legislation that allows eligible illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses in Massachusetts. Democrats, with majorities in the state legislature, overrode Baker's veto, putting the legislation on track to become law in 2023. Now, voters have started a ballot petition initiative via Fair and Secure Massachusetts to put the law on the state's November ballot so that voters can decide on the matter. A majority of no votes in November would repeal the law. The website for Fair and Secure Massachusetts reads, "We must gather 60,000 signatures by August 24th. All Massachusetts registered voters can sign, but only once." Fair and Secure Massachusetts is working with local Republicans to set up petition locations across the state, as How Ecar notes in a column for the Boston Herald. Right now, across the Commonwealth, mostly Republican volunteers are collecting signatures to put the question of repealing the legislature's latest handout to illegals up to the actual tax-paying citizens of the state, Carr writes. The organizers need to turn in just under 41,000 certified signatures from registered voters by August 24. That's not much time, but it can be done. This question is easy to understand. Why should people who don't belong here, who don't obey the law, any law, be rewarded with yet more handouts and free rides? Emphasis added. Angel mom Maureen Maloney, whose 23-year-old son Matthew Denise was killed in 2011 by an illegal alien, has signed the petition and is helping organize against the law. The Open Borders Lobby, with the help of elected Democrats, has made securing driver's licenses for illegal aliens a key fixture of their agenda to eliminate privileges meant for American citizens and legal immigrants. Driver's licenses for illegal aliens are vital for the Open Borders Lobby because often when illegal aliens are pulled over by local police, driving without a driver's license is the first criminal charge that can put them in Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, custody for arrest and deportation. Today, nearly 300,000 illegal aliens reside in Massachusetts. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.